Moncrief on News Talk.
Do you have a side of the bed you always sleep on? Why did you choose that side? Is it because it was close to the bedroom door or the toilet? Is it because it was something feng shui? There are apparently some people who don't have a side. They sleep where they drop. Henry McKean went in search of these weirdos.
I'm here in Harvey Norman. Go, Harvey, go. And I'm with Catherine Connor. You are a bed specialist and we're surrounded by beds and mattresses, all different sizes and shapes. Looking at this one here, it says get measured for a great sleep. How important is a good mattress and a bed to get a good sleep?
Oh, absolutely. It's hugely important. I mean, from comfort to support to heat or temperature, your mattress is going to be the main thing, I suppose, along with your pillow. We do measure you for your pillow size here in Harvey Norman. So along with your pillow, but it's hugely important to get a good night's sleep. That's what we're all after, a great night's sleep.
I woke up between 2 and 3. I finally got back. I don't think it was the mattress that was the issue. I don't think it was the bed. I think it was me. When it comes to the side of the bed, I'm on the side nearest the bathroom, just in case I needed to go to the loo. That's why I woke. I needed to go to the loo.
This is it.
At 2, that's why. And I couldn't get back till 3. I just couldn't. And for many people my age, they would perhaps choose to be beside the loo. Others might choose to be beside the window. Yeah. Is there a right side of the bed to be on?
Well, it's different for everybody, isn't it? So like that, like you said, some people need to go to the loo and they use the loo during the night. Some people like to be close to the window to leave a window open if, say, for instance, they're a warmer sleeper. Some people don't like to be beside the bedroom door. So it's different for everybody. I don't think there's a right side or a wrong side, but it's very much down to the individual.
We're hearing from listeners that some people don't actually have a side of the bed. They would swap whoever gets in first. Is that a bit crazy? I mean, what about bedside tables and putting your things there? And, you know, can you understand why it should just be first dibs?
I would find that very unusual. And having, you know, working here a long time and speaking to people regularly, they would have a side of the bed. So when we're shown a potential customer a bed, we'll say, what side of the bed do you normally sleep on? And 9 times out of 10, people have their side, and they will actually try out the mattress on their side, because I think it kind of signals your brain that it's a comfort blanket almost, that you're on the right side of the bed. But very, very rarely you'd have people who don't have a side of the bed. But as I said, it's very, very rare. People usually have their side for whatever reason, and they like to even try out the mattress on their side.
What side of the bed are you on?
I'm on the side closest to the bathroom, but I'm also closest to the door. My husband is on the side closest to the window, and that's where we sleep. Even if we travel and we you know, stay in a hotel, we have our side.
You have your side even in a hotel?
Yeah, even in a hotel. And that's, I suppose, regardless of whether the toilet is on my side when we're in a hotel, I just like my side. And again, I think it is our brain signalling that that's our comfort. That's what we're used to. It's what we have grown to kind of, it's our habit. And yeah, I think it's kind of a comfort for me. I like to be on my side.
What side of the bed do you sleep on and why?
I actually sleep on the left side. I think it's because it's nearer the door, because I'd be near to, well, I would have been nearer to the kids when the kids were younger.
And it's always been the left side?
Yeah, always the left side, always.
And let's say your partner sleeps on the left side, how would you feel?
I wouldn't be able to sleep, to be honest with you. I'm just so used to it, like 40 years nearly.
40 years on the left side of the bed?
On the left side of the bed.
And what happens if you're staying at a friend's house or a hotel or
I still
B&B?
Sleep on the left side, yeah.
Still the left?
Yeah, still the left, yeah.
What do you keep beside your bed?
Night cream and a book and a digital clock, just that I can tell the time.
And no phone?
No phone.
Keep it out of the room?
Out of the room.
Why do you sleep on the left side?
Well, it's also very good for your organs and your heart. You're actually meant to sleep on your left side.
What side of the bed do you sleep on?
So I sleep on the right side of the bed.
Why the right?
Simply because it's nearest the door. I used to sleep on the left, that was furthest than the door. And with all these new rubberies and everything, I think I might change back to the left-hand side that's furthest from the door.
Who sleeps on the other side of the bed?
Who do you think? It's my husband.
And did he have a choice in it?
Does he have a choice? He doesn't really care, I don't think.
He doesn't mind?
No. Now I'm 100, so there's no shenanigans.
And your bedside table, what do you have there?
What do I have? I have a table lamp. I have two books. I have my eye drops. I have perfume. That's it.
And did you sleep well last night?
Perfectly well, after I read my book.
You're a couple. What side of the bed do you sleep on?
I sleep on the left-hand side every night.
I sleep on the side that's left over.
The side that's left over, so you didn't have a choice in the matter.
That's
you were just
correct.
Told.
Correct, and it's the same when we go away on holidays.
So you're always on the right?
I'm always on the right.
And who's closer to the bathroom?
I am.
And who's closer to the window?
Me.
And you're happy enough?
It works. It's best for a quick escape.
Yeah. Out the window.
And what do you have on your bedside table?
A lamp, my phone, my earmuffs.
Earpods.
Earpods to block them out.
So do you snore?
Yes. He does, yeah.
And are you loud? Well, how would you know?
If he has a few drinks, he's very loud.
Really, so the drink?
But when you turn him on his side, he gets...
And would you push
a little
him?
Bit, oh, yeah. Help him.
Kind of sort of shunt him
a little
along.
Shove in the with the knee to help him over onto his side.
And then the snoring stops?
Yeah, just temporarily until I go back to sleep, and then he'll go back over on his back. Yeah.
And did you sleep well last night?
Not great. No, no.
Why do you think?
I had a few drinks last night, and it didn't go down well. It just, I was a little bit twisted and turning a bit, and didn't have a proper sleep.
I went to bed at 10 o'clock and I had a lovely sleep, yeah.
He didn't wake you?
He didn't, no.
I sleep always on the left side.
Why on the left?
It's because it's nearest to the bathroom and she gets up half a dozen times a night.
So you would get up half a dozen times?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And does that wake you?
No, mostly because I'm on the inside at the window, so. But if she had to go around the bed where I was on that side, it probably would wake me more.
And your bed, is it a queen size, king size?
King size.
King yeah. size, so it's big?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But not too big?
Not too big, no.
And do you know she's in the bed?
Yeah.
Do you know he's in the bed?
Yes.
You can tell he's there.
Yeah, because of the snoring.
Must be the snoring, yeah.
Is he a snorer?
Yes, he does, yeah.
Yeah, I am a bit of a snorer, yeah. So I've been told more than once.
And would you ever swap sides, or you're stuck?
No.
In those sides?
Kind of set in our ways.
Here is sleep expert Vicky Hoare from the Baby Sleep Coach.
My bed, now that I think of it, probably says a lot about me. I am somebody who likes order, routine, predictability, and because of that, my bed is the first thing I do when I get up in the morning. I get up, I make the bed, open the window, air the room. I have a set day every week where I change the sheets, and I always sleep on the same side of the bed every single night. So I sleep on the left hand side, and they do say that that does tend to be somebody who likes routine, predictability. Me sleeping on the left side of the bed obviously aligns with my personality type. And they say people who sleep on the right hand side of the bed are people who tend to be a little bit more creative, optimistic, that kind of thing. Also, they do say that the side of the bed has something to do with how you feel about wanting to be very alert if somebody was to come into the room, if you sleep closest to the door, which I do. But I would find that probably aligns with the fact that I'm a mum, I have three children, and they usually all run into the room and come over to my side of the bed. So I am the side nearest to where I meet them coming in.
What do you keep beside your bed?
So I have my bedside locker. I have my books that I'm reading at the moment. I always have a glass of water, and I have my phone charged into the wall. So that's kind of mostly what I have, a couple of pictures and that kind of thing. Whereas my husband would read his tablet. He'd have that plugged in, and he'd have a lot more electrical items. So he'd have his bigger kind of electrical outposts on the side of his bed, but I would just have my paperback book and my phone charging in the wall.
So I would have my phone, even though I shouldn't.
Yeah.
I would have a newspaper, that day's newspaper, perhaps even yesterday's newspaper or even the day before, but I'd love a newspaper. I'd read that and I'd have a glass of water and that'd be it. Yeah. And we should leave our phones outside, but some of us use them for alarms and stuff. My phone does go into sleep mode though. And like that, everybody is different. And do you mind if I actually get into this bed?
Absolutely.
I'm just going to jump into the bed here just to see. This is my side. Yeah, I'd love a pillow, actually.
Let me get you a pillow.
So you measure pillow size.
So we measure you for your pillow size. So not only is your mattress hugely important for that better quality of sleep, your pillow absolutely plays a role in that. We measure you for your pillow size. So we take the measurement from the side of your shoulder to the side of your head, and it gives us your personal pillow size number. They range in sizes 1 to 5, and there's 5 different quality and 5 different comfort levels. Not only important to get the right mattress, but the right pillow, because overall you'll get the proper support and comfort. I'll just put the pillowcase on for you.
Here we go. So I'm just getting into bed here. Oh wow, that is so soft. I mean, I'm more of a hard bed man myself, but this is a soft bed, but I'm actually liking it.
You like the comfort, you like the pressure relief that you're getting from that. It's graphite infused memory foam, but what you're getting there is that pressure relief and comfort on the top layer, and then it moves into the springs where you're going to benefit from the support of the springs for your back. But like that, if you normally sleep on your side, I would say try it out on your side and see how it feels from a side perspective.
Okay, I'm just moving to my side. Here we go. Moving ever so slightly. Yeah, that is very, very comfy. Do you mind if I have a quick siesta?
No problem at all. We'll keep everything quiet for you.
There you go. Henry McKean reporting there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.